Welcome to Te Deo Te Gawa Bookmakers at teduotegawabookmakers.podbean.com. We've been trying to get out of our comfort zone, and we have succeeded in this situation because today and yesterday and a few days ago, I made my first accordion book. Now, the reason I started making an accordion book is I am taking a course called The History of Japanese Books and Culture, I believe. And it's talking about rare books from Japan, and one of their rare books from Japan is called the Orihon. Ori is folding kind of things, like origami. But it's an Orihon. Hon is book, and so we have a folded-up book, which in English would be translated as the accordion book. So while I was listening to this man talk about this man, this professor from Keio University, talking about some rare books using the Orihon method, I decided to make one. So I got a bunch of scraps, leftovers, misprints, whatnot, and I made a Orihon, an accordion book that is about 2.3 meters long. I think that's 7 feet of recycled stuff. And I put on a nice little cover, of course, otherwise the thing would fall apart. And it's okay. So today, I wanted to make a better one, so I worked at it, and I got a couple of short stories, and I printed it on both sides. Some orihon are only printed on one side. Some orihon in Japan are printed on both sides. I decided not to waste the other side, so I printed on both sides. And I got out of my comfort zone, that's for sure. And I managed to make a marginally better accordion book with two short stories. And a strap that goes around the middle to keep it all closed. What did I learn? I learned it's difficult to get the pages aligned correctly. I think maybe I should glue first or glue last, but in any case, it was difficult. It was also difficult to get the page aligned on the cover. And the front cover of one is not so good, but the back cover is better. So the other thing I learned is I should make the back cover first. Whichever is the back cover. Anyway, I got frustrated, but it was a good learning experience. I think I can make another one, which is a little bit better than this one, and I can keep improving. And as I improve, we can enjoy the drama coming up, I believe, right about now. Thanks for listening. See you again soon, I hope.
Before Gutenberg, lots of books were written out by hand. You see pictures of monks from the 1300s sitting in their cold, cold places, copying the Bible, copying religious tracts, and also in the 1100s, they were copying science manuals, books about science. But then Gutenberg came along in Europe and modernized printing with his movable type, and pretty soon everything was being made. Everybody started making books, and it started to get bigger and bigger, and now we have computers. Te Deo Te Gawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
I have a book, and I have 50 copies, and I want you to put them all together, and you have about 6 months, and I'm willing to pay whatever you charge.
Well, that's just great. Would you like to send me the copies, or would you like me to pick them up?
I will send you the copies. I think that would be quicker, and you start working on them anytime. I just need them in about 6 months.
Okay, then send me the copies, and I'll start working on them and be finished within 6 months with no problem.
Great. Okay, here they come. Here they are.
What? I don't understand. You sent me books. I don't see anything on my computer.
I didn't send it to you on your computer. I sent it to you in your mind.
In my mind. You sent... Now how am I supposed to make 50 books with stuff in my mind that you want?
Well, that's the whole thing, you see? You just have to sit there and write whatever you want and make 50 copies and I'll be happy. Hello, hello.
Writing the same thing 50 times. Does he think I'm still in elementary school? I shall not disrupt the class again.